Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brethren, who share in a calling from heaven, carefully contemplate the sent one, and high priest of our agreement with God, even Jesus, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses was also faithful in everything related to God's dwelling place. But he has been considered worthy of more glory than Moses, in the same way that he who builds a house has more honor than the house. For every house is constructed by someone, but he who made all things is God. And Moses, on one hand, was faithful over all God's house as a servant, as a testimony of those things which were to be spoken afterward. But the Anointed One, on the other hand, was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are if we firmly hold our confidence and the rejoicing of our hope to the end. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit said, today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, as in the provocation, during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me and tried me, while they saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was disgusted with that generation, and said, they always err in their hearts, and they don't understand my ways. So I swore in my anger that they would not enter into my rest. Psalm 95, verses 7 through 11. Have a clear understanding of this, brethren, so that there won't be in any one of you a diseased heart of unbelief, causing you to fall away from the living God. But encourage each other every day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you would become hardened by the illusion of sin. For we will become co-participants with the Anointed One of his coming kingdom and glory if we hold tightly onto our initial confidence until the end. As it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as the Jews did in the time which they provoked God. Psalm 95, 7 and 8. For certain ones of them, even though they had heard, rebelled. In fact, wasn't it all those who came out of Egypt through the works of Moses? And with whom was he disgusted for 40 years? Wasn't it with all those who sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear an oath that they would not enter into his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter in to what God had planned, that is, the rest, because of disobedience or unbelief. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 3.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.